You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira. We want to welcome Brevard Cooling and Heating Incorporated as corporate sponsors of the radio ministries of WMIE, available at 321-757-9008. Brevard Cooling and Heating services all types of air conditioners from MIMS in Titusville all the way down to Palm Bay, Barefoot Bay, Satellite Beach, and all points in between. Brevard Cooling and Heating, 321-757-9008. Once again, 757-9008 for Brevard Cooling and Heating.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. God bless you today, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Happy Monday to everyone out there. Whether or not you're on your way to work here at 7 in the morning, maybe you've tuned in on our AM station at 11:45 AM. This is on 1510 AM WWBC, as well as 94.7 FM and 100.7 FM at 11:45 Monday through Friday. Or maybe you've tuned in here at night here, 8:45. We've been on for years here on WMIE at 8:45 PM. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day. Here today and Monday through Thursday of this week, we're going to hear something I just preached last weekend at Island Community Church. The sermon's entitled, How's Your Soil? Taken from Matthew chapter 13. And it is astounding to me that the Son of God teaches that only one in four people who call themselves Christians, who start off in joy in the Christian faith, will make it to the end. Unbelievable, almost, isn't it? One in four people who call Jesus Lord and start out in the faith will make it to the end. We're going to look here this week at the various things that cause people not to cross the finish line. That's my sermon this week. This is my introduction here for this week. This is part one on Monday, part two. This will air for 4 days, Monday through Thursday, right here in this radio station. So enjoy this message now. How's your soil?
Today's sermon is entitled, How's Your Soil? Or Mysteries of the Messianic Kingdom. Last week, we looked at how's your diet. We tried to ascertain whether or not we were partaking of milk or solid food. Remember last week? This week, we're going to examine our soil. Another self-examination to see where we stand. Actually, today, we're going to look deep into our hearts for this examination. We're going to allow the Holy Spirit to reveal to us everything we need to know. We're going to learn the difference today between a true Christian and a Christ follower. I think of this verse here, John 6:66. How appropriate. It says, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no longer. There's a difference between a Christian and a Christ follower. I used to look at that the other way around until my sermon here today. Mark Bomber from Calvary Chapel always says a real Christian is a Christ follower. But I'm starting to see it the other way around. You see, there's lots of people that are Christ followers for a little while. And then for various reasons, they're not Christ followers any longer. But a true Christian, we're going to look at the difference between them here today. If we take the spiritual truth revealed in this parable we're going to look at here today in Matthew 13, if we take it literally and at face value, it reveals that only 1 in 4 people who respond favorably to the gospel will make it until the end. Did you catch that? I said only 1 in 4 people who respond favorably to the gospel will make it until the end. We know living the Christian life is a journey, very difficult at times. And the Lord Jesus is teaching here that not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," is going to make it until the end. Now today we're going to find out the reasons why. This fact I know. When a person falls away from the faith, you've got to understand that something has transpired in the spiritual realm behind the scenes that we just can't see. We're going to prove that here today. This is the whole meaning of this parable. To look deeper to the root cause of failures and victories. Now, speaking of roots, I was reading about dwarf trees as I was preparing for this sermon. My wife was attempting to grow these trees. The Japanese developed a method of growing dwarf trees. They take a small seedling that God had meant to grow to be 80 or 90 feet, and they sever the taproot with scissors. Now the tree is forced to live off the shallow surface roots, and living from these, the tree will grow only 16 to 18 inches in height. You see, without the taproot to go deep into the earth, the tree remains a dwarf. Sounds to me like a lot of Christians that I know. One that has no deep roots at all and no knowledge of the Word of God, of whom one gust of wind will blow them away. What did I call them last week? Pee-wee Christian. Where a gust of wind will blow you all away. Now the Lord Jesus has a lot to say about planting, but he's got deeper truths to say about soils. That is your heart. Like he says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Now, in this parable and in the Christian life, it's not about planting. Because the same thing is planted in everyone's garden, in everybody's heart. The Apostle Paul says, no other foundation can anyone lay other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. No other planting can be done other than the seed of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and your subsequent faith in Him. There's one seed in everyone. It's the seed of faith of Jesus Christ. Remember, your faith is a gift. It's a gift from God. Believe that until the end, and you'll have eternal life. Quit believing that, and you won't. Again, Paul wrote, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gives the increase. You see, everyone's got the same seed. Peter said, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, through the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So it doesn't matter who plants. The seeds are all the same. What matters is, how's your soil? That is, how receptive is your heart to these deep truths of God? Back to the parable. How's your soil? Is your soil fertilized? That is, have you been getting the weeds out of your soil, that is, out of your heart? Let's stop there for a moment and pray. Lord, we come to you in Jesus' name. We pray from this point forward here, speak to us through your Holy Spirit. Reveal to us in the course of this message here this morning the honest to goodness truth of what group we're in genuinely. Speak to us through your word now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have you been getting the weeds out of your soil? We're about to see the same seed, singular, be planted in four different types of soil. A Christian can only grow in one particular type of soil. A Christian can grow in only one particular type of soil. And like trying to grow palm trees in Cleveland in February, the Christian seed will also die. In all other soils except one. Funny too, perhaps a palm tree might grow for a month in Cleveland if you planted it in June or July. So too will a person appear to be a Christian, but in the end, for a variety of reasons, as it turns out, the soil that the seed of the Word of God has been planted in will either cause them to flourish into the Christian God's intended them to be, or the soil, like the palm tree planted in Cleveland, is going to cause their death. So there we have it. 4-page introduction. You see, Jesus wants to see, he wants you to see why some Christ followers don't cross the finish line or make it until the end. Or follow any longer. Now, if you would please, turn with me. Matthew chapter 13. First, we're going to read the entire parable. And then we'll look at the Lord's explanation to the parable. Matthew chapter 13, starting in verse 1. The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside. And great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell among stony places, where they had not much earth. And forthwith means immediately, forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up and they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. Verse 8. But others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. He who hath ears to hear, let him hear. So in this parable of the sower, we see four different types of soils, which really is the spiritual condition of four different types of hearts.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio.